Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a visceral portrait of the once vibrant cities of our world, towering skyscrapers have now become the lairs of predators and the concrete sprawl a hunting ground for the wild and untamed. This is the world we live in, a reality unearthed in our latest exposé, where beasts roam in concrete jungles. The dawn of urban wilderness. It was once said that cities never sleep, but ours have slipped into a coma, overtaken by a relentless and unruly nature. The streets, painted with cracks and ivy, are the new breeding grounds for creatures that defied extinction. From menacing wolf packs to solitary bears that amble amongst the ruins of our civilization. The alpha predators command territories that were once bustling neighborhoods, their growls echoing off the dilapidated facades. Surreal encounters in the silence. Imagine walking through Times Square, not to the flash of neon, but to the flash of eyes reflecting in the darkness. A symphony of urban decay, paced by the guttural calls of wild beasts and the rustle of undergrowth where pavement used to be. In this concrete jungle, the laws of nature have usurped those of man, and the beasts, they don't lurk in the shadows, they own the streetlights. The climatic catalysts. Our environmental neglect is the architect of this eerie habitat, a cocktail of climatic calamities. Rising seas, scorching droughts, and catastrophic storms has expedited the migration of wildlife into our cities. They sought refuge, but found an empire abandoned by its citizens, now vulnerable to the reclaiming force of nature. A forest here, a new delta there. The urban map is being redrawn by the tendrils of an indifferent ecology, harbingers of a haunting beauty. There's an undeniable beauty in the reclaiming powers of nature. A falcon nests in the 90th floor of a skyscraper, while ferns sprout from fissures in modern sculptures. One cannot help but marvel at the sight of a deer prancing past an ATM, or a hedgehog shuffling through a silent library aisle. Through this apocalyptic elegance, we witness the mute testimony of human folly. The silent observers, amongst the toppled empires of glass and steel, lies the whispered stories of those who stayed. The silent observers. Nomadic tribes of humans who adapted to the whispering wilderness within the city bounds. Their stories, seductive in their rawness, remind us of the tribal beginnings, of human insignificance in the grand theater of life on Earth. A chilling glimpse into tomorrow. What we lay bare in this account may seem dystopian, a chilling glimpse into what could be tomorrow's reality. Yet it thrills the nerves and invigorates the senses. This reality, laced with the ferocity of survival and untamed life, sends a message. Our cities can endure, but perhaps not as bastions of human achievement. Instead, as reminders that nature's script is indelible and her actors bound to her stage alone.